tomorrow there'll be more of us telling the story of tonight.
Hello.
And welcome to
That's Our Jam.
I'm Jenny.
And I'm Tracy.
And this is episode
23. Who knows? It's whatever.
Episode
it's 23. It's 23.
Also 23.
I'm sorry. Again, I'm going to apologize every single time.
Yeah, you definitely should.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Oh, you know, just great.
Great. Well, I would like to know specifically about your one-word answer to describe motherhood.
Great. So my word for today is balance.
Oh.
I feel like they're all kind of the same vein, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine. Evie is going through some changes.
Sure.
Who isn't? And so she's like transitioning to 3 naps instead of 4. And she's two nights ago, she slept till 3:30.
Oh my gosh.
From like 6:30 at
wow,
night.
Wow, wow, wow.
Last night she slept till 4:30.
Wow.
Mama's getting some sleep.
Yeah.
So
what's your average amount of sleep time now?
Well, I would say that I probably get between 6 and 7 hours of sleep.
That's
but
like
it's broken up.
Almost more than I get.
Yeah. It's just the way that I get woken up is offensive.
Yeah.
So like sometimes I'll go to bed at midnight. Typically, I know I shouldn't go to bed at midnight. Don't write in and tell me that. Typically, I go to bed at midnight and then like sometimes she wakes up at 1 a.m., for example, which is like not ideal.
Yeah.
It's better when she wakes me up at like 3. So then I've at least had a little bit of sleep. But yeah, so typically it's between 6 and 7. It's not too bad.
Yeah.
It's just being forcibly startled by a crying baby. Although now when she wakes up, she plays for a little while too.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. So it's all about balance. So it's balancing working when she's napping and new nap schedules and all of that stuff. So that's where we are.
Wow.
Month 7.
Month 7. Oh my gosh. I can't believe it.
I know. She's basically a grown woman. She sits up by herself.
She sits up by herself.
She eats food.
She eats real food. She eats beef.
I feel like you learn a lot in the first year and then like there's a break. I mean, I guess there's not. You learn to read and shit. But I feel like once you turn 20, I feel like you kind of really go downhill. Anyways, balance.
Balance.
Yeah. So speaking of balance, let's talk about fair and balanced news. So today we want to talk about specifically Parkland, but more broadly, school shootings.
Yep.
And the advent of social media being present, not only afterwards and in the, you know, aftermath, but also actually during these events and what we feel about that and what it means to us and how it's different from when we were kids, yada, yada. So, Tracy, thoughts?
I mean, in general, I could go on about how social media just is different to kids these days as opposed to like when we were kids.
Because,
okay, so we're older millennials.
Yes.
Our social media platforms were, I mean, I didn't get internet until like 6th grade and I got AOL.
Yeah, I remember our first computer was Gateway. It was in 6th grade. It was in the corner of the dining room.
Sure. Ours is in the basement. No, it wasn't. It was in the computer room slash the extra bedroom and then went down to the basement. The point is.
Also, side note. Can we talk about computer rooms? Because that's what we called it, too. It was an office.
It was an office.
Why did we call it a computer room?
Why did we call it a computer room?
I guess because there weren't computers before that.
And that's where it lived.
It's so weird.
Whoa.
Anyways.
That's weird that
sorry.
We just came to that epiphany. Yeah. But yeah, so we had AOL. And that had your simple instant messenger and a chat room. And then it went on to like a live journal, a Zanga, the ever popular
site.
MySpace, a GeoCities, an Angel Fire.
Ugh, Angel Fire.
Like those were, and those are websites. Those are blogs. Those aren't like what we know as social media platforms today.
There wasn't communication. I mean, there were comments, but that wasn't like
instant.
Like we didn't have conversation.
That's not like going to a speech.
Yes. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. So I think the way that we communicated as teens is vastly different in general. So we just view it differently.
Yeah. Agree.
And so for kids, for example, for Parkland kids, who I saw a whole bunch of like Snapchats of people sending, like kids sending out where they were in their classroom and you could like hear gunshots. My first reaction was, oh my God, I can't believe they're doing that.
Yeah.
Like that's crazy. They shouldn't be. They should be like focused ducking on and covering. And ducking and covering. But I'm like, my coworker who is 25, 26.
God, we're old.
I know. She was like, but that's how they communicate with each other.
So interesting. And like, it's so visceral, right? Like, it's so easy to say like 10 dead or 15 dead or whatever, 17 dead. But it's like very different when you actually see their face, hear their voice, see them being afraid.
Right.
I mean, that to me.
I mean, like, it's been what? How many years since Columbine? We were in eighth grade. 1999.
Yeah. So it's
18, 19? How? What year is it? I can't do math.
It's the 18.
18.
So 20.
Yeah. And that just happened.
Or 19 years.
That there was there'd be no way that we would know what was going on.
No.
Besides people's accounts of it.
Right. And it's like, that's just so, I don't know, like, it's just so interesting to me to, because I had the same reaction you did, which was like, they should be focusing on what's happening. But then at the same time, it's like, well, they shouldn't have to be in this situation where they're literally like Facebook live, probably not Facebook living, but like,
right.
Sending out to the world, like, this might be their last message, like texting your mom to be like, I love you. Like,
right.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, even the texts where it was like siblings who were like texting each other.
Yes.
In the school where they're like, where are you? Like, are you okay?
Yeah.
We wouldn't have that growing up. So there'd it's just different.
Equivalent. And I think that like, that's the movement thereof really obviously changed the conversation too. Mm-hmm. Like now, I mean, that the whole movement of the Parkland students started on Twitter, mm-hmm. and to see where it is now, and there's like March for Our Lives, and they're actually like changing laws in Florida and like, trying to change like
it amplifies across. their movement. I mean I don't know, maybe you were more in tune with it than I was in eighth grade, but like I don't remember anyone doing that when we were that age or like teenager, but they didn't have a platform to, I guess. I mean, you have the regular news media.
Well, as you may or may not recall, I did have a column in the town paper.
Oh, that's right.
Because I was too cool. But yeah, cool. It never really went anywhere. I mean, like it was like a small town and I like wrote about it in the town paper and then things didn't go anywhere.
But I also, I guess it was so new.
Yeah.
That school shooting, like a school shooting, was like so unheard of and so ridiculous that they're like, this is never, like, this is a once in a lifetime thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think I've talked about it with you before, but the day that Columbine happened was the first day of our new school when we moved to Michigan. Mm. And I remember Nikki coming home from school and being like, nope, not going tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, not doing it. But I think the other thing about the whole like Twitter and these students like sending Snapchats and all that jazz is it makes you realize like the gravity of the situation, right? So like I just finally finished that book about Jonestown and I got to the end where they like describe like what people found and I like had a hard time reading it because like there were 300 children at Jonestown and like they all died. And when you actually like read the firsthand accounts, like it is very jarring, and that's different than saying like this was a cult where 900 people died. Like that doesn't mean anything to you. But if you describe like actually what happened. And for me, like obviously having a baby, I had a hard time reading it. But I think, you know, not to get back into cults too much, but like we have a tendency to like be fascinated by things like cults and school shootings and kind of obsess over them, but not really understand like the gravity of what happened. And we tend to like look at these situations like by the numbers and not really actually stop and think like, oh, these are people, and it could be you and it could be me and it could be my sister and et cetera.
Right.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, I remember when I found out I was at work and my coworker was like looking at it like second by second as information was pouring in. And she was specifically on Twitter and she was like, she found that people suggested it was Nicholas Cruz and like whoever on the internet found his Instagram. And so we went to it.
Wow.
And it was still up.
That's crazy.
And we saw like photos of his like guns and I mean it wasn't too there weren't a lot of posts, but like enough to be like, this kid is
red flag,
weird, and maybe not okay.
Yeah.
And they immediately deleted it. But it's stuff like that where it's like, oh, he's just a regular kid who also, you know, uses social media as a platform, but maybe,
right,
you know, in his own.
Which, like, is a whole nother topic to talk about, like, the responsibility of social media to actually, you know, be a part of this conversation. Like, I know that's a whole nother topic for another day, but, like, figuring out a way to flag those accounts. I know that that's a bigger conversation, too, because people flagged that actual person with the police, but it's, like, we could be using social media for good.
Yeah, which I think, like, we mentioned earlier is, like, the Parkland kids are doing that with the March for Our Lives, and just in general, in the aftermath, it's interesting to see how kids are coping with the deaths of their friends on social media.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it's not as creepy, but, like, the girlfriend of one of the kids who was killed, like, immediately, like, a few days after it happened, she was, like, retweeting old tweets that he had sent her.
Oh, wow.
Like, saying, like, you know, like, teens, like, I love you, or, like, this is great, like, blah, blah, blah. And, like, using that as a tribute.
Yeah.
And it was just, I get it, and it's just, but it's just interesting that that's what their forum is to retweet their old
posts. Well, especially I think to show that, like, these things don't just go away. Like, even if you survive, or if you didn't, like, that's a family and a community and a network of people and a persona, a digital footprint that now has been disrupted.
And that goes into the whole, like, after someone passes away,
what happens to your social media? I mean
they have that thing on Facebook where it's like a legacy profile or something. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have friends on Facebook who have passed away.
Yeah.
And so, like, but, like, that's weird too.
That is weird. Whole other thing. Like, so it, like,
comes up in your, like, feed, and you're like, oh, that's weird.
Or, like, I had a girl that I grew up dancing with, and I'm friends with her and her mother, and she passed away, like, I don't know, when we were, 2009, 2010.
Okay.
But her mom still, like, will tag her daughter.
Oh, wow.
And be, like, thinking of you.
Yeah.
And, well, and, like, her younger sister will also tag her in things. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. It's just,
I mean,
and it's, people, again, still, like, write on her wall, like, thinking of you, happy birthday, or whatever.
Yeah, that's the same thing for me. I mean, I think it's one of those things that, like, it just depends on how you grieve. Like, are you public? Yeah. Are you private? Like, do you want to talk about it? Do you not want to talk about it? And, like, this is the way you do it. But it's just interesting that all of that's kind of out in the open these days.
Yeah.
In a different way than when we were kids.
Yeah.
Back when we were children.
Back when we were kids.
Quickly, I know we're going to run over time, but quickly, I also wanted to mention, like, the whole Laura Ingraham thing and how, like, she also, like, attacked a Parkland student on Twitter, and then she had to take a break and apologize and lost a bunch of sponsors. And, like,
that's obviously, like, the con of having.
Totally. But it's also a pro in some sense because it does, it's like, it's hard because it lets these, like, trolls say terrible things on the internet. Right. But I feel like they're starting to at least have, like, some accountability for it. And, like, I think it's causing, you know, corporate caring to go up, even if it's fake. Like, even if it's just, like, I'm a corporate sponsor and I'm going to not be on Laura Ingraham because my people who use my product are calling me and not because I actually care, but, like, who cares? Whatever. Right. That's at least there's, like, some accountability for the corporations.
Right.
Now.
And they can't just, like, brush it under the rug.
Yeah. So I think that is also good. I mean, I think the Parkland kids are amazing and they've handled it all very. Yeah.
I know. It's crazy. I'd just like to note that they're all theater. Most of them are theater kids.
Of course. Of course they are. Theater kids are the best kids.
It's true.
Yeah. Anyways, Parkland. We love you.
Love you.
We can't, I don't know how to help you.
Yeah.
Besides
what we already do.
Keep talking about it.
Keep talking about it.
Don't let the memory
go. Go out and vote.
Go vote. 2018.
All right. You know what time it is, Jenny? It's time for. Guys, listen. I don't know why it's taken us this long to do this particular category. And it just came to us as an epiphany. Our category this week is favorite jams.
Favorite jams.
As in fruit jams.
What or, is...
you know, the edible jam.
Edible jam.
Edible jam, guys. This is not a food podcast. I mean, sometimes,
sometimes it is.
It is. Yeah. But exclusively not a food podcast.
Correct.
But
however,
we just think it's so funny.
That's our jam. Jams.
Jams.
Hate it or love it.
Guys. No? Anyone?
Anybody?
Bueller? Do you want to go first?
Sure. Except I just closed my thing. Okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
And away we go. Fig.
Love it.
Grapefruit.
Love it.
Balsamic onion.
Oh. I don't know. Sure. Love it.
Tangerine sriracha.
Oh. I want to say hate it.
I broke Tracy.
I just paused like a robot.
Raspberry?
Sure, love it.
Okay, great.
Some of those fruits itself, I'm not a fan of.
Mm.
Tangerine sriracha?
Yeah, I mean, these are real flavors I found on the internet.
Would you eat? Would you love it?
I don't know if I would love that flavor. I would have to taste it.
Like, what
it.
Would you put it on?
I really like to have jam on my bread in the morning with my egg. Like, I like a sweet savory situation.
Okay, I can see it with
so
some egg.
I would put it like on my sourdough bread.
Oh my god, give it to give with, that to me.
Yeah,
what? Give it to me is what I'm saying.
Will do, with like an egg on top. Because I put sriracha on my eggs anyway. So
yeah, interesting, interesting.
Yeah.
Wow, 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 wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I have some jams for you.
Great. Can't wait,
guys. It's funny to me still. Okay. And away. Oh wait. Go blackberry jam.
Oh, love it.
Pomegranate and pear jam. Mm,
hate it.
Strawberry vanilla jam.
Ooh, hate it.
Rhubarb orange jam.
Oh, love it.
Mango habanero.
Mmm, love it.
That's funny. I randomly picked mango habanero.
And I also picked like a
tangerine sriracha.
That's so crazy.
I just looked up jams and then went to the first article.
That's hilarious.
And looked at the list of jams.
I went to, shout out to Jan's Jams.
We'll put it on the website.
Yeah, we'll put it on the website. Her jams are amazing.
Shout out to Jan's Jams.
Jan's Jams. Jan's great. The balsamic onion one is hers. I met her a couple of years ago.
Oh, this is a real person. I thought you like looked her up and she's like selling jam out of her.
No, I met her
craft store in Vermont.
I was given her product. I was introduced to her product. I don't remember if I met her directly or if it was through a friend.
This is so funny.
Or if I met her through my friend Vanessa, but it's neither here nor there. We're internet friends.
The thing is like you would run like meet somebody who called Jan who makes jams.
Yeah,
in Jan's your circle,
jam. My circle of jam internet
friends.
Yeah. Anyways, delicious.
I have no time for jam vanilla? Hands. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be weird.
Yeah, I mean that's like a dessert, like if like on a pancake or a crepe.
Mm. Ooh, a crepe. You know what I don't like?
What?
Rhubarb.
Really?
Hands down. Do not like it.
Well, luckily it's kind of rare, so.
Is it?
I mean, it's got a really short growing season, like asparagus.
Asparagus has a short growing season?
Yeah, you wouldn't know it. It's only ripe isn't the right word. Is it?
Sure.
It's only in season for like the month of May, basically.
Wow.
Or April in California, but. Otherwise, it's from somewhere else in the world. Look it up next time you buy asparagus. If you
I don't
even like asparagus.
I do, but I don't buy it.
Fair. Well, anyways.
Anyways, jams.
Jams. Speaking of jams.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to go first or do you want me to go first? Oh, it's called Just Jan's Jams. It's actually Just Jan's Spreads.
Just Jan. Oh, so no jam
in no the title. Jam. I was wrong. I thought it was Jan's Jams. That's a better name, Jan. I'll send her a note.
Saying.
Maybe it used to be Jan's Jams, and then she expanded.
I need you to stop.
She expanded to
stop talking.
Spreads.
Don't say spreads.
Anyways.
Okay. So, we're keeping most of that in. It's time for That's Our Jam. Not jams, but jams that we like. Do you want to go first?
Do you want me to go first? Like tangerine sriracha.
Do you want me to go first?
Sure, you go first.
Okay, guys. I know, again, to reiterate, this is not the cult episode.
Oh, I know. We've already talked about cults twice.
But I'm about to talk about it again. Wild, Wild Country. If y'all haven't seen it yet, Netflix, 6-part series. It's I haven't seen it. A group that you've never heard of from the early 80s that took over a little town in Oregon. And it was crazy.
Quick cue. If it's not too much of a spoiler, even though it like was in real life. Is there a mass suicide?
No.
Is there death?
Yes.
Okay. Great. That's all.
Okay. It's already, I mean, it has had buzz, but, SNL did like a whole spoof on it already.
Oh, did they? Ugh.
It's great.
I gotta catch up.
Behind. It basically, like, I don't want to really talk about what it is, but all you really need to know is that it was a cult movement, not
is
a,
it
really
over
a religion. No. Mm. That's what's even crazier.
That is crazier.
Is I had never heard of it before.
But it's still going.
But it's still going. But there is like the big explosion. So it started in India.
Okay.
And then they came over to settle in America in Oregon. And they bought like a whole bunch of land near a small town in Oregon. And obviously the Star-Tell like town was like, what the fuck is this? They all are wearing the same color red, sunset. Blood red, whatever.
That's creepy.
And kind of took over the town. Basically created their own town. Nope. Literally created their own town. Nope. Like, per city zoning.
Yeah.
It's insane. It made national news. Like, Peter Jennings literally, like, reported on it.
Are they still in Oregon or no?
I don't think so. But they do have locations.
I have a lot of questions.
It's only 6 parts.
I know, but I looked it up and they're varying in time.
Yeah, that's true. But it's like one of those things where you like start watching and you're like, oh, God, I'm just going to keep watching this, I guess. Yeah.
Well, that's why I didn't start it, because I was like, I don't have 2 hours.
Yeah.
So I don't want to start it and then be sad that I can't watch 2 episodes.
Yeah. I'm also, again, don't want to give too much away, but like just fascinating how people start, again, this is not the cult episode, but start following a person.
Yes.
And put all their faith in them.
Again, like I said in the cult episode, that this is not, I don't understand. Like, I don't believe anybody for 100%.
Right.
Literally no one. There's not one. Maybe Joe Biden. Maybe Joe Biden. But,
like, if Joe Biden started a movement, and he's like, I have these, this is what you have to do to cleanse your mind and like be one. And you have to jump up and down 10 times in a circle and then be in a handstand and then throw up and then only eat blue foods.
Yeah, I would be like, Joe, it sounds like a bunch of malarkey. You know, I mean, I love you, Joe, but that sounds cuckoo bananas.
Cuckoo banana pants.
Like, there's just, I just don't, I mean, again, I said this when we talked about it last time, and I'm going to say it again. I need to research brainwashing.
Yeah.
Because I need to learn.
Still have not.
How it works. Research brainwashing. And how to do it. What?
Yeah. So anyways, guys, listen to Wild Wild Country. Jam.
Sorry. Okay, well, my jam is vastly less exciting. Nope, that's not true. It's very exciting. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So my jam.
Jan's jams.
Jan's spreads. Just jam. Just Jan spreads. My jam is actually a cookbook that I just found out about. It's called A Chef Walks Into a School. Mm-hmm. Let me make sure that's what it's called. I'm pretty sure.
We just had the copy.
It's called A Chef Walks Into a Cafeteria. So
close. He walks into the school. He or she walks into the school, then makes his or her way to the cafeteria.
That was the working title. It was a little long. So there's this group out of SoCal, Bell Gardens, called School Nutrition Plus, and they cater to schools that don't have kitchens or need help with their food programs, and they do a bunch of different schools, like charter schools in the LA area, but they just release this cookbook. So it's like kid friendly recipes and like very interesting different things. And they all comply to the USDA. I think it's the USDA that has all the regulations for like what you have to eat and what you have to offer and like all that stuff. So it's very cool. I toured their kitchen today and it was really awesome.
The schools that they provide food for? Yeah. Are they low income? Or are they just any old school?
So they are, they mostly work, well, words. They mostly work with charter schools. But I did meet a couple other people today from other organizations that do like low income schools. Like there was this woman there who did garden, like they start gardens at low income schools.
Oh, that's nice. And then they like
have the whole, like, and how to cook from that. Anyways.
That's great. That's like a regular Michelle Obama move.
Yeah, it was really cool. But they do a lot of food education. And the woman there who was talking about food education, she was like, for a lot of the kids who come to our schools, the meal that they eat at school, typically lunch, is the most nutritious meal that you'd all day. Mm-hmm. And that really stuck with me because, like, you know that healthy nutrition is so important for, you know, people living. Mm-hmm. And these kids don't come necessarily from backgrounds where, like, food is taking the forefront or nutrition is taking the forefront of, like, their daily income, food income. So it just was really interesting. It was actually one of the, not teachers, but one of the people from one of the schools was there, and she was talking about it. So it was just really interesting. But anyways, you should check it out if you have kids or if you don't, or if you're a picky eater, or it's called A Chef Walks Into a Cafeteria. And if you live in the LA area, I suggest you check them out or find one in your area that kind of brings nutrition back into schools, because that's something I'm really passionate about and I think you should be too.
Awesome. Well, here we are.
Episode done.
Episode 3.
Did that translate?
Nope.
Cool.
Thanks, Jenny. Where can people find you?
Thanks, Tracy. This is my last day. People can find me on Instagram at garlicmysoul, where my name is Jenny Paluzzi. Leaving it. Just go there because that's where I update the most.
GarlicmySoul.com?
Yeah.
But yeah, your Instagram is where it's at. Instagram is where it's at. A lot of cute Evie videos.
Yeah, you can see Evie eating, requesting Bamba like a crazy animal. Where can people find you, Trace?
You can go to our blog, cookiesandsangria.com, cookiesangria on Twitter. I do not have any videos of Evie on our blog.
We could change that.
Just post a video.
Yeah.
This is unrelated to anything, but here's a cute baby eating beef.
Yeah.
Great.
It's definitely popular content.
Yeah, totally. And you can find us at...
thatsourjam.com. Okay, cool.
Great. And you can find us on Twitter at That's Our Jam
Podcast. No, just That's Our Jam.
And you can find us on Twitter at That's Our Jam.
And also review us on iTunes,
please.
If you'd like.
It's important.
Or do it so if we you can want, but do
have
it.
Have money from the Cash App.
We keep mentioning the Cash App.
Tommy John's?
Neither of us have the Cash App. Don't tell that to the pod people. Thank you, Megan, for our fab illustrations, which people have commented on. Who are new to the pod.
Oh, yeah?
Like, oh, this is great. Thanks. They are. You can check out all her awesome art on megan-roy.com.
And she's on Instagram at Roy Meister. Mm-hmm. And thanks to Steve, No Internet Steve, for the music. It's amazing. We love it. We love you.
And we love you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We'll see ya, hear ya.
Wait, stop. Stop everything. Folks, listen. What do you want us to order next time we do Cliffhanger Cuisine?
Yeah.
We obviously didn't do it this episode. We're going to mix it up. But if you have thoughts, get back to us. Tweet at us.
A cuisine.
We have an email address.
We do. That's our gym.
Podcast@gmail.com.
Sorry.
Let us know.
You know, if you're in the greater Los Angeles area or the valleys, preferable.
The valleys? No, just the San Fernando one.
Yeah.
Not the Inland Empire.
No, I said the valley.
Oh.
Anyways,
just to be clear,
the point is, if you know,
I don't want any Santa Clarita Valley bullshit
in the valley, let us know and maybe we'll order food from there.
Yeah. Perf. Okay. Sorry.
Great.
All right. That's all.
Gotta go. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.